First, there's the early voting measure known as Amendment 6. It would allow for early voting from Wednesday through Friday, 2 weeks before Election Day, then from Monday through Wednesday, 1 week before Election Day. People could vote in person only during, quote, regular business hours, and it does not allow early voting on Saturday or Sunday. The League of Women Voters Missouri chapter has come out in opposition to the proposal. Their president, Elaine Blodgett, says it's not fair that voters could vote early only on weekdays during business hours.
If you're going to have early voting, you want it for times when people can actually get there to vote. And again, Saturdays and even Sundays, although most people don't want to work on Sunday, but extended hours or maybe a couple of evening hours would help an awful lot of people get to the poll.
Democrats in the Missouri House also opposed the proposal for the same reasons. They favored a citizen-sponsored ballot initiative that would have created a 6-week early voting period that would have included weekends and early evening hours. GOP House member Tony Duggar of Wright County sponsored the measure that became the proposed Constitutional Amendment 6. He says it's the better way to go.
If you spread out a 6-week period for early voting, including Saturdays and Sundays, counties would have had to bear the cost of that, whereas in the 6-day, the state will be liable for the cost.
Duggar also says that if voters approve the measure, spending money on early voting would have to be authorized each year by both the legislature and the governor. Amendment 2 would make it easier to prosecute sex crimes committed against children. It would also allow evidence of prior criminal acts to be admissible during the trial phase in cases where the defendant is charged with a sex crime against someone younger than 18. Currently, juries can hear about a defendant's prior offenses only during the sentencing phase of a trial. Eric Zond, prosecuting attorney for Platt County, is one of the proposal's most vocal supporters.
Missouri is probably the most restrictive state in the nation in terms of allowing juries to know the full truth about what a prior sex offender has done.
The proposal would also include evidence of past criminal sexual activity in cases where the defendant was not convicted or not charged with a crime. It's also being actively opposed by two different groups. Kevin Curran heads the Missouri Association of Criminal Defense.
The danger is that people are going to be convicted, not based on what evidence they have that relates to the charge, but more so the fact that they've been convicted of something similar before or accused of something similar before. And, we see that as a big problem.
The measure is also opposed by the Missouri chapter of the ACLU. Then there's the strange case of Amendment 3, which would base teacher tenure in K-12 schools on student performance instead of seniority. Last month, its backers officially suspended their campaign to convince Missouri voters to pass it over what appeared at the time to be a lack of support from likely voters. Opponents, however, are concerned that it may pass anyway. Mike Sherman is with the group Protect Our Local Schools.
The amendment is still on the ballot, and that language is still on the ballot, and people have the opportunity to vote yes. They've already talked to a lot of people out there in the state of Missouri collecting signatures to get this on the ballot. If it wasn't still on the ballot, no problem.
In addition to basing tenure on student performance, teachers' contracts with public schools could not exceed 3 years, and the new tenure system would be shielded from union collective bargaining. The campaign to pass Amendment 3 was being bankrolled by St. Louis billionaire Rex Sinkfield. Missouri voters go to the polls November 4th. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.